Today's Mishnah in Maseches Zavim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. So we have been going through all of the various tumas, and now we want to actually put it all together. And in putting it all together, we're going to make a distinction between those tumas that we introduced here as being particularly dangerous, because they're also tamei bechiburim. And when they're tamei bechiburim, where do we learn out that bechiburim? From the pasuk of vechibes et begadav. So vechibes et begadav is a very strange kind of thing to say, is it not? I mean, you know, if a guy is tamei enough to be metamei begadim, so then, of course, v'chibeset begadav, for that matter, anything else, no? So v'chibeset begadav is unique, because it tells us that it's only because of the fact that he was wearing those clothes at the time that he became tamei. But if he goes after he becomes tamei, he's no longer v'chiburim with the tumah, and he would touch those clothes, they would not become tamei. And what's more, it also tells us that we need to limit that kind of tumah, which is called tumah bechiburim, to clothes. Meaning what? Meaning things similar to clothes. So that would include any type of kli shetef, and certainly would include ochlin umashkin. I mean, we don't need the chibur for that. So it would mean that you can expand your tumah to pretend that you are an avatuma, but not completely, because you will not be metame an odom, and you will not be metame kli cheres, because kli cheres are not like begodim. It has to be kli shetef like begodim. That's where we learn out our basic starting assumption that we spoke about at the beginning, which is that all of the tumas bechiburim are metame. We had the whole list, the kalim and the mashkim, and Ochlin, and we said Madaf, and that's why we said Madaf there. They didn't mean Madaf, the light Tuma. It meant those type of things that are easy, and they are included in the normal, what we would call Tumas Madaf, by the Zav, and those are specifically, we were not talking about the Adam and the Kalim Bechiburim. So we're going to now separate out those things that are Tamei Bechiburim, and those things that are not tamei bechiburim, and those things that bechlal are only metamei as a rishain, and so on and so forth. We're going through all of the various tumas here. That's why this is a very broad perek, as we started with the gross comment, that this is basically all the dinim of tuma, perek chamishi of Maseches Zavim and friends, and we'll actually start out with the list of Zavim and friends, particularly. So remember, it's the way that Chazal referred to it is Zavim v'chaverav. In it includes Hanogea, as the Mishnah says, Hanogea either in a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, or a Yoledes, or a Mitzera. These are the Zav and friends. So we want to first give you a list of all of the friends of the Zav that have these very special halachas. Then these are metame. They're all metame shnayim. First of all, they're metame anybody. These are that are negea b'mishkav u'b'moshav. Now, this is clearly what the Mishnah seems to be saying, and that is that mitzora is metame b'mishkav u'b'moshav, and a mitzora is friends of the zav as well. That is exactly how the Rambam paskins, and that's how the Gro learns halacha lamaisa, and so on. However, there are others who very much argue on that, which includes Rashi and Tosfos, and they hold that the part about the Mishkav u'Moshav is not referring back to Mitzora, because we don't find a din of Mishkav u'Moshav by Mitzora. So this is a very, very fundamental machlokas about the level of Mishkav u'Moshav of Tzoras. In any event, getting back to the Mishnah, here it says Hanogea. So if you're in contact with, you are metame while you're in contact. You are metame shnayim uposalecha. Now that by definition means that you will be metame something to make it a rishon, and a rishon makes a sheni. That means you are metame two levels, because you are as if you're an avatuma, of course, not across the board, but nonetheless, you can be metame two levels of tuma. And that second level, which is a sheni bituma, that started all from you, who were acting as the av of this concatenation of trumas, av, rishon, sheni, and now that sheni can even make a shlishi if it touches the truma. It's not really a shlishi, it's possible as a shlishi, but it can't pass on that tuma, let's say, to Kodesh and make the Kodesh a Ravi, because it's only possible. It's not really Tame, and therefore its tuma is not detectable with the tuma counter, and because of that, there's no emanation of tuma. But the moment that you were Peirash, the moment that you let go of what it was that you were touching, then you're only going to be a Rishon, in which case you're Metame Echad and Posel Echad. And furthermore, even though we opened up this Mishnah by talking about Hanogea, it's not limited to Hanogea, because the things that we were referring to, Zov and friends, they are Metame without needing to touch. Because remember, it wouldn't matter whether you're Mesit or whether you're Nosei, which is regular Tumas Masa, Echad Hanisa, or whether the Zov was Mesit you and carried you, which is a unique new tumah, as the Rambam explains, by Zovim. As long as you are connected to that tumah, I don't care how you're touching it, you're moving it, you're carrying it, it was carrying you. You are, as long as you are attached in any of these ways, you are considered to be the equivalent of Av for most inyanim. Mishnah Zion. But there are things like that, and they're Metame Bechiburin, but they are not able to be Metame in all of these different ways. Because remember, to be Metame in all of these different ways, you have to actually be a live human. You have to be able to carry something in order for the magical mirror image of Hasata to be the equivalent of the person who is Tohar being Nosei. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. You have to be something that is capable of, as we said in the case of the Evan Misama, you can be put on that, and that Evan Misama can be put on the other thing. But suppose you're talking about a negia, not in a living human, but you're talking about a negia on any of what is called mashke hazov. So mashke hazov would be any type of body fluid at all, which the Torah includes. So if you touch the actual discharge of the zov, or the spit of the zov, or the shechvah zera of a zov, or the meimei raglayim of a zov, or if you touch actual dam of a nida, you are also, b'negeya, you will be exactly the same. You will be, as long as you're b'chiburim, you're metamishnaim uposel echad, and as moment that you detach, you perash, you stop your connections, you're no longer an av equivalent, you go to be what you really are, which is a rishon, and therefore you can only be metame echad, because a rishon is oser sheni, and you can pasul truma as a shlishi. Now, when we say nogea, okay, we don't mean all the different ways that we meant in the previous Mishnah. We don't mean that if something is mesit you, and no, because you cannot be musat by a non-living thing. And therefore, if you're sitting down on them or anything like that, there's not going to be any kind of tuma. It would only be nogea or mesit, which, remember, was the machlokas Reb Eliezer about what does mesit mean. And Reb Eliezer says, no, it's only if you are no say. And remember, that was a change, that the Gemara Chulin changed the word af hanosei to hu shanosei. So Reb Eliezer says there's no such thing. Again, this itself was a sub-machlokas between the Rambam's approach and the other Rishonim. So according to most of the Rishonim, Rash, and the Rosh we've been learning here, that it means that he's learning Only if you are actually being noseyed at the time that you're maseyed it, would it be tummy. But if you're not being noseyed, let's say it's under you and you're moving it, then it's not going to be tummy according to Rabbi Eliezer. Remember that the Rambam learns the exact opposite. The Rambam learns that a nosei is definitely mitamei, even if it never moves anything. It's the exact opposite of that pshat. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the halacha of it, that if you do move it, it would be tamei, is only if it was actually tamei with the regular masa. So he learns that everybody agrees if you're just holding it up, you're definitely mitamei. But as far as the other things that we said before, the nisa, those cases, besit, are not the same as in the first Mishnah. So we have the first two levels of tuma, things that are so tamei that they are mitamei, something that touches them without going down one complete level. They go down half a level, in a sense. So as long as the thing that they're touching is in contact with them, boy, are they tame. They are even mitame for kivus begadim, and that means anything at all. And plus, they're very tame because they have all of these different modalities of how it is that they transfer the tuma. So they've got masa and mesit and merkav. Well, we didn't get to merkav yet, but they have mishkav and moshav and so on. The next level is, yes, it's very tame in the sense of being matame begadim, but they don't have as many modalities of transferring their tuma because they're not living organisms. That would be the mehazav. Now, the next Mishnah talks about a new element that surprisingly has only made its appearance here at near the very end of Zavim. And that is that there is something else that the Torah mentions when it comes to the dinim of Mishkav u'Moshav, and we have managed to ignore it. Because if you take a look in the Pasuk, it says, V'chol ha-merkav asher yirkav alav azav yitma. Whoa, wait a minute, we never talked about that. We talked about kol ha-moshav, right? But, and it says over there in the kol ha-merkav that kol ha-nogeya v'chol asher yetachtav yitma ad ha-arev. Ad ha-arev? Okay. Barano se'otam yechabez begadav. How come it didn't say, instead of saying yitma ad ha'arev, why didn't it say yechabez begadav with everything? Here it's talking about noseotam and this merkav, or even mishkav u'moshav. There it says yechabez begadav, but it doesn't say that if you are nogea with the merkav, that you're going to be yechabez begadav. Wow. That means that there's a major difference between merkav, which are things that you're riding with, and moshav, things that you're sitting on. So when you're saying you're riding with, it can't mean something that you're sitting on as you're riding with, because, I mean, then that would be mekabel tumas mishkav u'moshav, right? So when it's talking about merkav, you can see the level of concentration with the blanking out of faces to letters. You know, so gradually the boxes go blank, and there's no consciousness there. And instead, they're turned into these AI letterings. And it's then that I start breaking down in my ability to give over the learning. Because it's tough to make love to an AI, let me tell you. You got to be really stupid to anthropomorphize to that extent. Well, I have a hard time anthropomorphizing your letters. So, okay. Hey, Faye, every day the same struggle. So obviously what the Merkav has got to be referring to is not the actual seat, but it is talking about things that are used for Merkav. And that is a new Midras. So Midras includes, the broad term Midras includes Mishkav u'Moshav, and we had the five different ways of timing Mishkav u'Moshav, but it also includes Midras. So suppose you've got a riding kli. So you're not sitting on the pommel of the saddle if you're sitting, right? But you're holding on to it. So now that makes it part of a merkav. Well, that's different than the saddle itself, because what you're sitting on as we saw, is metame something that touches it to be metame the god of. But here, the Merkav, the Torah specifically said that he should be Yitma ad ha'arev, and Bedavka leaves out Yitame Begadav, and then it says only Hanoseotam Yitame Begadav, which means that Merkav is Metame Begadim only if you are in touch with it through Nose, not if you're in touch with it through Maga. Completely new halacha, amazing. You never know when something brand new is going to pop up in life. So we have now expanded the ideas of Tumas Midras to include Mishkaf, Moshav, and Midras. So therefore, these things, since they're Tumas of the Zav, they work in both directions. If you can be no say it, it can be no say you. That's one of these special dinim of the halachas of Hesed by a Zav. And therefore, if you're mesit it, it would be metame shnayim uposel echad. It turns you into an avatuma equivalent for most things besides tumas adam and tumas klicheres. The moment that you are detached from the merkav, piresh, you go back to being what you really are. And that is, you really are only a rishon, in which case you're metame echad uposel echad. Now, there are things that are similar to a merkav, and they're not metame through touching. But they're not the same as merkav, because they will not be metame you through being supported by them. Or, according to those who argue with the Rambam, they won't be metame you by just holding them up, which we saw is not true according to Rambam. So hanoseyat hanevela, which again, if you don't know that the Rambam means, you're nosei while you're carrying, meaning you're actually moving. So nevela will be metami b'masa. The mechatat, of course, only mechatat that have a shiur of hazoya can be metami. That is because the Torah said umaze mehakatat, but it also says that if you're no gear the mehakatat. So I don't understand. It says hamaze et mehakatat. If maze et mehakatat is tame, so then why do we need? It's a completely different din. If you're telling me even if you just carried it, v'nosei matzmet the mehakatat, and from there we learn that you need to have a shiur of Hazoya in order to become Tame, B'masa. That's the point. But it's not that the Maze is Tame. It's the Nose is Tame. So if you are going ahead and being Nose Mechatat, as long as it has the minimum shiur to be able to do Hazoya, you are an Avatuma. The moment that you're no longer carrying the Nevela, or you're no longer carrying the Mechatat, you go back to being a Rishon, and you're Metame Echad, Uposel Echad. So we've started moving on from Zav and friends into other things that are also Metame Bechiburin. And now we're going to, in our next Mishnah, we're going to be talking about things that are not Metame in any of these ways, and they're certainly not Metame Bechiburin. We're going to take a look at the special case which actually began our studies in the dinim of Tuma, which was, remember, Nivlas Of. So we're going to get to that, Bezrat Hashem, on Sunday.